Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check 19.
like this fencing.
All right, shalom, shalom. Thank you, the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How we doing now, saints, on the sound? Let me get the sound check. 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2. All right. All right, that's much better. Figured it would be. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, thanks. Hallelujah. That's good. Had a little bit of issues here. It's always something. I'll tell you. But it's good to be here, thanks. Hallelujah. I am your host for the evening, Elder Donnie here. Sending peace and blessings unto you all. Glad you could join me this evening. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But to all the saints that be scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, all of you who are called to be saints, grace and peace to you. Hallelujah. My Father, Yahweh, and Son Yahshua, HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Yeah, I had a little issue there, Brother Paul. Yes, sir, but let's see. It looks like we got it in there. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Need more volume there. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. It's always give honor and glory to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. For all things, for He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let me see something, saints. Hold up. I'm getting two different things. I'm getting 10, 11, 10, 10. Now I need more. Much better now. Great. All right. All right. We're going to go with this method here. All right. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But as always, I'd like to give honor where honor is due. Praise and honor to the Most High Yah. And just thankful for Him, for all that He's done for us. It's just a wonderful thing, saints. It really truly is. To give honor to our beloved pastor, Pastor Charles Dowell, and for all the labor and all His hard work. We bless Him for it. Also, Pastor Corey. Out there in Kansas, and all the work He's doing as well, as Pastor Fox also. Hallelujah. And we just give praise and honor to the Father for them. All of the elders here in Israel, whom myself am an elder, as well as Teacher McKnight, Deacon Bell, all of the assembly heads out there, and the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing, day that we're in, saints of the Most High. Let us rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad therein. Well, I tell you, you know, it's always an honor. It's always a privilege to, you know, stand before you, saints, to minister the word. And I don't take it as a light thing. Also, you know, when I'm able to fellowship here with you on Blog Talk, to speak to you and talk to you, you know, words of truth, words to encourage you, words of life, you know, and just to help you out along the way. It truly is an honor for me, and it's uplifting for me to speak to you all when I get a chance to. And, you know, you guys encourage me, and I'm grateful for it. And I see you all, you know, you're striving to enter in. You're hanging in there, and you're just fighting, because it's definitely a battle that we're in. And so it's we got to be here for each other, and that's what this thing is all about. We can't do this alone, and we can't have ourselves separated from the fellowship, you know. the more and more I see it, it's like the Father, he desires for us. We must be together. That's the only way we can do it. And we must do it in unity and in love and respect for one another. And we got to just be there for each other with that fervent love, fervent charity. Glory to the King. So it is an honor. It is a privilege to be here before you this evening, just to be in fellowship one more time, you know. Because y'all, he's good, saints. He's truly good. Hallelujah. And I definitely cannot complain. Hallelujah. I'm learning even the more so to be thankful in every situation, that I find myself in. Whatever it is that Yah has for me, that he has willed for my life. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all. And all you, you know, that faithfully join yourselves here. Just want to shout out a few people. I thank you so much, Brother Paul, you know, Brother Ugly there, for your labor of love, for his co-hosting. You're there all the time. Thank you for posting scriptures and, you know, just being there. Shalom to all of the saints out there in Canada. Brother Steve, Sister Wanda, bless you all. Brother Dave, excuse me, Brother Wayne, excuse me. Blessings to you, our Brother Joe. Hallelujah. I see you. And Sister Kelly also. Glory to the King. All the saints, man. All of y'all who listening in by way of phone. Bless you all. But glory to the King. I'm going to go ahead and get started, man. Go ahead and get started, saints. And as I like to start it off, Psalms 19, starting at verse 1. Verse 7, saints. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. Of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. There truly is a great reward in being obedient. Hallelujah. To the Most High God, to his commands. And being in line, King. So just can't say enough about that. I tell you now, that is our lifeline. You know, we want to show the Most High how much we love him. We want to show him that we appreciate him and all that he's done for us and all that he's doing for us. We do right by to stay in line and stay in with his order, with his set plan. Hallelujah for us. Because he knows exactly. He knows what we need. Hallelujah. He's not going to lead us astray. He's not going to lead us down the wrong path. But it's up to us. At the end of the day, he gives us the choice, you know. You choose it. You choose life or either you choose death. All right? And he puts it out there for us. So it's up to us, saints. And we're going to know whether or not we love him or not, or whether we obey or whether we disobey. So, and that's what it's all about, saints. I encourage you to be obedient children for the Most High. You know, as I'm thinking about it, you know, getting ready for the show, man, you know, Yah is really vast. You know, I mean, his wisdom and his knowledge, it's huge. It's beyond us, you know, saints. And, you know, who are we to despise, you know, his correction, the way, you know, he's dealing with us? Who are we to even downplay just his magnificence, you know? I'm trying to find the words to even explain it, but I'm going to read some verses here. Hallelujah. And and it's going to pretty much explain all that I really wanted to share with you today, because, you know, me trying to explain it does no justice, but I'm going to let this word speak, you know, for itself. But he's just awesome, you know, saints. He's amazing. And it really causes me to want to humble myself even the more so, you know, once I come to that realization, you know, I'm no match. I'm nothing. You know, the Father, I'm the servant, you know, and so I'm charged to be there, to be that vessel, to be used to be set apart, you know. I just don't have it all like that, you know. I can't try to figure this thing out on my own, you know. And I think that's where we fall short and we go astray. You know, we reject the teachings. We want to do things our own way. And that's the things I was talking about on yesterday, you know. And it all boils down to what's really in our heart and which we need to search it out so that we can find out, you know, hey, why am I so contrary to the word of Yah? Why am I going astray? Why things are not working well for me, you know? So these are things we need to really consider because ultimately it goes back to the heart, the inner man, that heart, and what's going on in there. I'm going to read one more thing for you here. Let's see what we got. Ezekiel. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 1 and go all the way to 9. It says, the word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, said Yahweh, Elohim, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father. So also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and had not eaten upon the mountains, neither had lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither had defiled his neighbor's wife, neither had come near to a menstruous woman, and had not oppressed any, but had restored to the debtor his pledge, had spoiled none by violence, had given his bread to the hungry, and had covered the naked with a garment. He that had not given forth upon usury, neither had taken any increase, that had withdrawn his hand from iniquity, that executed true judgment between man and man, had walked in my statutes and had kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, said Yahweh Elohim. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for those words, you know, because the Most High really saying, you know, we're not going to be held accountable, you know, if for our fathers, you know, mistakes and the things that they do. If we decide that we're going to change, that we're going to do right, then he's going to give us a fair shot. You know, he said, you know, we're striving for this. We're striving to be holy. We're striving to be just, you know, saints, in this hour. And if we do all these things, we will fare in this journey. Today I was talking to a couple of brethren as we were working today on the land and just talking to them. And they was just telling me how encouraged they were by the message. And I was telling them, you know, these messages, man, and even when I speak to you here on Blog Talk, it's not to beat you with the word, or it's not to try to shove stuff down your throat that, you know, I myself can't do or I'm not striving to do. But yet what it is I see how we can improve our situations, things. We can do it. It's a matter of doing it, you know. We have a choice. Once again, he always leaves us with a choice. He gives us a choice. And so it's up to us. But I was telling them, you know, this is really the way I approach this thing for myself. I know that I can do more. I know that I can give more. And more is expected. And so the reason I speak like that and I just push, you know, with that passion, you know, I just realized the potential And then we got to realize who we're dealing with, saints. We're the children of the King, you know, of the Creator of all things, you know. You stop for a little bit. You sit down. You think about it. You know, this is big, man. This is bigger than life. We have a golden opportunity right here that we're in, you know. And this is not just an organization, you know, that you join, you sign a role, you pay your dues, and then, hey, you're in there. Now, this is much bigger than that. This is a lifestyle. This is a heritage, you know. Y'all often refer to us as the apple of his eye. So, I mean, he thinks highly of us, man. He's very fond of us. But he wants us to get that. He wants us to know that, you know. And, you know, I think when we really, really come to that realization, we'll be all right. But it's just the process of getting there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this is all about, to help us all to get there, you know, to be support for one another. So it's not, you know, and then the brethren, they were encouraged, you know, they were. And it was like, man, that was, just love that, you know, the passion and the sincerity of it. And it really touched me and it showed me things that I needed to do. And that's good. All praise to Yah. And myself as well. I kept saying it throughout the message, you know, how the Father was dealing with me on some of the same issues, you know, and how serious it is. You know, we can let things go undetected, you know, not being sober. So it's just a wake-up call. All of us need to take heed way too much, saints. And it's just high time, that's all. It's just high time for us to awake. But I've always been the type of person, whenever I had, you know, somebody, and I like I've always liked when preachers preach, and they preach real hard, and you know, it's just, it compels you, you know what I mean, to want to, it brings out that vigor and that fire, you know, and it's just real like that. So I've always liked that, and I've always liked when I had like a teacher or an instructor who was really just serious about what they were doing and just adamant about it, just strong and passionate, you know, it just did something, you know what I mean, like just sparked that interest or ignited that fire that needed to be lit. So I just pray, you know, that Most High give me strength, continue to serve Israel, hallelujah, because it definitely is an honor, and it's not a light thing. It truly ain't. But you got to think about it, saints. You got to realize what was prophesied that would happen latter times. Look at Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass, pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Huh? So he's going to pour out his spirit. But the one thing about it is, saints, all of these things, they're not going to just happen. They're not just going to fall into our laps. You know, we got to make our lives, our temples, conducive for this, so that y'all can actually use us. You know, we got to be swept and garnished. We got to be clean. We got to be a clean people. If we want to achieve greatness, if we want to go even higher, I don't know about you, but I want to experience that. You know, we're talking about the mighty Elohim, the mighty Yah. You know, you've read about all of the miracles and things, the signs and the wonders, all these things that happen before time. That power, we're going to need, you know, to be able to fight against the host of hell, against Satan's kingdom. We're going to need some mighty forces. We're going to need some intel. We're going to need some miracles done, you know, just right before us. We don't need it. I remember Pastor, he mentioned this to me. He was at in the script study, you know, and he was just, you just end up just saying this, you know, just out of the blue, as they say. But he was like, you know what, we're going to need to have enough faith to where we're on a journey, or we're in the wilderness, and we come to a cliff, and we run out of land, and we got to be able to believe it and have enough faith to where that land, to where it can just, a path will just open up, you know what I mean? We'll be able to cross and go over it. You know, it's stuff like that we don't really consider. You know, we think it's so far off. It's so far out of the mind. You know, but we're going to have that type of faith. We're going to be able to do miraculous things. But how can we do those things, saints, if we're still operating in this immaturity and this low and base level of grace and knowledge and Yah? You know, we can't do it. We got a wake-up call during Passover. And we all need to get clean. And that's one of the things, that, you know, that was said to us. We need to get it right. We need to get clean because he's trying to take us to another level. How can he do that if we're filthy, if we're dirty? How can we have these prophecies? How can we, you know, see these visions? How can these things be a reality among us? How can we believe if we're not taking heed to the word, if we're not hearing the word? But we must thank, we can't follow the same paths of our ancients and transgression. But we must consider our history, and we must accept the blessings as well as the curses that we inherited from our ancestors. But keeping that in mind, use that to propel us and to motivate us to do righteous. Hallelujah. And having all of this knowledge and instructions on what to do and then not do it, it's almost like a slap in the face to Yah if we despise any of his chastening. John 14 and 12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So, saints, I mean, it's already been spoken and it's already been said, you know. We ought to be doing greater things, greater works, all right? Luke 12 and 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Hallelujah. So, man, it's already laid out for us, saints. It really is, but it's all about us. You know, are we going to accept it? Are we going to walk in truth and walk in this thing and inherit eternal life? Keeping our eyes focused on what we're here for. You know, it's like Pastor was talking about making goals. You know, one of the first things he mentioned is his long-term goal, and that's ultimately is to make it to the kingdom. But you got to make certain goals until then, you know, as you make steps to get to that point. And so we got to keep things in focus and in perspective what our ultimate goal is, and it is to make it to the kingdom. And it is Yah's good pleasure to give it unto us. That's the reason you get all of the teachings. That's the reason, you know, his heart is being poured out to you with so much grace and mercy, because it is for him. It's his good pleasure. You hear that? Good pleasure to give it to you. Good things, righteous things. Hallelujah. But it's up to you to receive it. I'm going to go from there. I'm going to head over to the Apocrypha, Sirach, Ecclesiasticus. Let's see, 15, chapter 15. All right, here we go. It says, it's Ecclesiasticus, chapter 15, starting at verse 18. It says, "For the wisdom of Yahweh is great, and he is mighty in power, and beholdeth all things, and his eyes are upon them that fear him. And he knoweth every work of man." Hallelujah. Verse 20, I'll go ahead and read that. It says, "He had commanded no man to do wickedly, neither had he given any man license to sin." Glory to the King. So definitely, saints, his eyes are upon us. Upon us. Those who fear him. Hallelujah. And it's all, you see how it always go back to the commandments. Always, always go back to the commandments. We can't get away from it. Cannot get away from it in this time, saints. We can't. I'm gonna read this to you real quick. I'm just moving right along. Just had a few things to, you know, just to say to you this evening. Not gonna be very long. Not at all. But like I said, I got a few things at the end to read, just to sum it up, you know. What I really wanted to get across, the message to you. One thing I do want to just point out, and it just came to me, about forgiveness. Just learn to forgive. Forgiveness is key. You know, you've been extended forgiveness and, you know, and grace and mercy. And so you also should forgive, not holding any bitterness or anything against any person. Let that person go. Let them free. Hallelujah. So forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. And Pastor did a video on forgiveness too on YouTube. Let's see. I'm going to read this also. It says, learn to forgive yourself because bitterness enslaves those who give in. Bitterness is the result of rejection. If it is not destroyed, then rebellion sets in. And we know about rebellion, huh? All too often we rebel. And we've been a rebellious people. We read about our folk in the past. And it's in some of us even to this day. But it tells us in 1 Samuel 15 and 23 that for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. It says, because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Hallelujah. So we don't want to operate in that realm. Our objective, our goal is to be obedient servants. Hallelujah, saints. We all want Yah to hear us when we make our petitions unto him. But we fail, saints. We fail to search our hearts. A stubborn and iniquitous spirit always rejects the word of Yah. It should be a part of our daily routine to search out our hearts. We should be diligent in that. All right, I'm going to go from there. I'm going to head over to, go to Luke right here real quick. Over to the King. The book of Luke. And I'm going to go, chapter 7 here. Hallelujah. Luke 7 and 36. It says, what manner of saying is this, that he said, you shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot go. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is a prophet. This is the prophet. Others said, this is Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Had not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Well, the focus in that was, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And you know what, saints? I'm in the wrong. Hey, I was in the wrong chapter there. But that was good anyway. We're gonna go to. I was ahead of myself. I'm told you Luke 36. Excuse me for that thing. Luke 7 and 36. All right. Here it is. Luke 7, 36. And says, one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box, stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bitten him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Now, when I think about that, this account, you know, it really makes me think about us as a people, Israel, and how merciful Yah has been to us to forgive us. He's forgiven us much. If we take and really look at the humility of this woman, right, and how she just didn't have much, but she came out of love and gratitude, thankful, you know what I'm saying, for just being forgiven. I mean, just she knew where to go. She knew who to seek out. And because of it, you know, her sins were forgiven. And they said, which were many. Same thing with us, man. We got to run. We got to humble ourselves before Yah. And present ourselves before the throne of grace. We gotta really humble ourselves, you know, not coming haughty, you know, and not prideful, not rejecting, you know, and rebelling. But we gotta come humble, saints. And this is a good account, you know, just to really reflect, because it says to whom has been forgiven, you know. He loved it much. And, you know, the way we love is this. You know, if you love me, he said, if you love me, then keep my commandment. And that's how we know that we love the Father, you know, by being obedient unto him. After all this here has been extended unto us, even in this last hour, so much has been extended unto us, grace and mercy. We need to be falling at the Father's feet. Hey, I'm your servant. Whatever you need me to do, here I am, presenting myself, you know, before you. And so, you know, we also got to learn, like I said, man, forgive. You know, when we look at where we come from, our former state, you know, we were tore up. We really were. Yeah, I didn't consider all of that. You know, he still extended his hand. He still extended that mercy unto us. And for that, you know, we need to be grateful for it. But if I could really impart anything or say anything, saints, in your demeanor, in your speech and everything, as you are learning, as you are growing in this walk, just really take heed. Just take heed to what the Most High is really saying to us, his people, you know, through his vessel, through the man of Yah. Be diligent servants in this thing. Hallelujah. like I said earlier, the ball is in our court. Hey, what you going to choose? You going to choose life, or either you're going to choose debt? And far too often we choose debt, you know. And like I was saying yesterday, you know, it's like things that we consider to be small things where we transgress, you know, we fall short. And ultimately, they lead to all of this hell in our lives. We don't really value peace, you know, and we don't ensue it. We don't seek after it. We wonder why all hell is breaking loose in our lives. You know, our home is in disarray, or, you know, we can't really grow. We can't go to the next level. We only got to search, you know, search our own selves, saints. We really do. Definitely. I'm going to read a few things here. They're kind of lengthy here, but I'm going to just do more reading here to get across some different things. And it's just good to hear it. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to John now. John 14. Let's see. 12. John 14 and 12. All right, and it says, John 14 and 12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whosoever you shall, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live. You shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Hallelujah. So that's key, saints. That's important, you know. And it's talking about the Father dwelling in us, you know. And we're going to know him, all right? The world, they're not going to know. They don't know what we experience. And matter of fact, they don't even want to know. People will explain away why the Holy Spirit is not valid in this day. They will explain away the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But see, it wasn't given to them. It's one of them things we got to really come to terms with and realize, you know what, it ain't for them. You know, Yah knows his people and he seals them. And so it's one of the most beautiful things we could ever really embrace too. Because, I mean, that's Yah's spirit dwelling in us. Think about it though, saints. Wouldn't you not want to keep yourself clean? Wouldn't you not want more of the Father? And provide an environment that's really conducive for him to dwell in. But I tell you, it's no different than what we see described in Pharisees. You know, I look at all these other cats out here yelling Hebrew, rah, 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 and all this other stuff, you know. But what we're looking at is a straight divide between those who believe and those who don't. We see a clear division. We see those who are Yah's people, and we see those who are not. We see the same thing that went on back in the day when the Messiah walked the earth. We see scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. We see them, but then we see Yah's true people. Hallelujah. And so it's clear to see. It really is. And it's one of them things, man. You know, just be thankful. You know, if you are sealed, and if you haven't, you need to seek it. You need to pursue it. Hallelujah. Moving on from there. All right, I'm going to go to Psalms here. Psalms 103. All right. I'm going to read the whole thing now. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with the good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so Yahweh pitied them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting unto them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Yahweh hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Yahweh, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless you, Yahweh, all you his host, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Glory to the King. Got a couple more things I'm going to read here. Ecclesiastes here, chapter 17. Glory to the King. And it says, Yahweh created man of the earth, and turned him into it again. He gave them few days in a short time, and power also over the things therein. He endued them with strength by themselves, and made them according to his image, and put the fear of man upon all flesh, and gave him dominion over beasts and fowls. They received the use of the five operations of Yahweh, and in the sixth place he imparted them understanding, and in the seventh speech, an interpreter of the cognitions thereof, counsel, and a tongue, and eyes, ears, and a heart, gave he them to understand. Withal he filled them with the knowledge of understanding, and showed them good and evil. He set his eyes upon their hearts, that he might show them the greatness of his works. He gave them to glory in his marvelous acts forever, that they might declare his works with understanding. And the elect shall praise his holy name Beside this, he gave them knowledge and the law of life for an heritage. He made an everlasting covenant with them. He showed them his judgments. Their eyes saw the majesty of his glory, and their ears heard his glorious voice. And he said unto them, beware of all unrighteousness. And he gave every man commandment concerning his neighbor. Their ways are ever before him, and shall not be hid from his eyes. Every man from his youth is given to evil. Neither could they make to themselves fleshly hearts for stoning. For in the division of the nations of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people, is Yahweh's portion, whom being his firstborn, he nourished with discipline, and giving him the light of his love, doeth not forsake him. Therefore all their works are as the sun before him, and his eyes are continually upon their ways. None of their unrighteous deeds are hid from him, but all their sins are before Yahweh. But Yahweh being gracious and knowing his workmanship, neither left nor forsook them, but spared them. The alms of a man is as a signet with him, and he will keep the good deeds of man as the apple of the eye, and give repentance to his sons and daughters. Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their heads. But unto them that repent, he granted them return and comforted those that failed in patience. Return unto Yahweh and forsake thy sins. Make thy prayer before his face and offend less. Turn again to the Most High and turn away from iniquity. For he will lead thee out of darkness into the light of health. And hate thou abomination vehemently. Who shall praise the Most High in the grave instead of them which live and give thanks? Thanksgiving perisheth from the dead as from one that is not. The living and sound in heart shall praise Yahweh. How great is the loving kindness of Yahweh, I Elohim, passion unto such as turn unto him in holiness. For all things cannot be in men, because the Son of Man is not immortal. What is brighter than the sun, yet the light thereof faileth, and flesh and blood will imagine evil. He vieweth the power of the height of heaven, and all men are but earth and ashes. Hallelujah. One more thing, thanks. I'm read. Glory to the King. Go back here. Just wanted to just read these to you. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna go to Luke here, chapter 12 again. Go back to chapter 12. All right. I'm going to start at verse 32. We'll get to 32 here. I'm going to read the rest of that. All right. It says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom Yahweh, when he cometh, shall find find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve him. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good men of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Hallelujah. So definitely, saints, we definitely want to all be ready, because we don't know when our time is coming. Hallelujah. So we should live every day, every single day, like it's our last. Hallelujah. You know, another thing, putting off stuff, you know, waiting for the right time to get things done. Let's not do that. And as I read earlier, I was told us to turn back to the Most High. Turn back to him in all righteousness and in all holiness. Hallelujah, saints. Just a few things I wanted to share with you this evening. But definitely, as always, encouragement to you in this walk. Hallelujah. And so it is high time, saints, for us to wake out of our sleep. It's time for us to wake up and pray. Stop being used of Satan, you know. Here we are, this major deliverance ministry. But yet we still find that Satan still has so much control, you know, in many of our lives, in many areas, when it ought not to be. Hallelujah. So let us search out our little wicked hearts, break all ties and connections and bands with the workings of evil. Clean ourselves up. Let's get ready, hallelujah, for the return of Messiah. Because it definitely is his good pleasure to give his children, you know, the kingdom. And that's what we should be striving for in this late hour here. Definitely. So there's so much out there that's you know, just vying for your attention so much on a daily basis. Let us stay rooted and grounded, you know, close to the source, you know, where we are being fed. Stay close to life. Saying stay close to one another. Build up your brother. Strengthen your brother. Pray for one another. Pray for all of us. You know, we all need it. So if you can be of help. Extend it. Give of yourself. Be like a servant, you know. Hallelujah. So, saints, that's all I got for you this evening. Just wanted to come on here and just say some things, read some things to you. Y'all be at peace. Have a wonderful week. Continue to fight against Satan's kingdom. As you all know, he don't ever give up. He don't ever stop the fight. But it's up to you to keep fighting and keep warring and battling, because it's definitely a fight. And it's a struggle just to keep it. I just want to encourage you all to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Bless y'all. Continue to lift up our beloved pastor and for a safe return. Also, any saint that you know of, maybe dealing with any infirmity or, you know, any types of hardships, remember to send back curses. You know, Satan, this is a battle. This is a fight. And, you know, we got to keep that going, because our enemies ain't going to take no day off. We definitely can't take none off, no time off. So y'all be at peace. Bless y'all. Shalom, shalom till, you know, I speak to y'all again. But y'all just be encouraged. Thanks to the Most High, y'all. Glory to the King.
Love Talk